This recording, Ontario 29, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comegit Secure is copyright Douglas N. Honorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed to work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would not only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Say that I guess the best pet that I ever had was a dog by the name of Moses. We've had lots of dogs, but this dog was kind of special to us. We had the dog we had before him, we had to have put down. He had had lupus. And about a month after that, my daughter decided we should pop into the Humane Society and see what was at the Humane Society. Well, we walked in and all the dogs were yapping except this dog was just kind of lying there by himself, just being very quiet, just kind of looking at us. So we thought, there's a nice, quiet, calm dog. Let's see about him. And we ended up taking him home. Only he turned about to be about the craziest dog in the whole place. It took a lot of training and a lot of patience. He was literally 90 pounds of puppy brain. They didn't know where he'd been. He was about a year old. They didn't know where he had been for about 6 months. He knew park it for sit, and that's about all he knew. Anyway, he was quite the runner, quite the challenge, but he ended up being just about the best dog we have ever had. Turned out to be wonderful. He was part Newfoundland. He was a lab Newfoundland dog. So he was a big dog. And then he lived with us for 13 years, and we really miss him.